I'm Holly Girth. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. This week, I'm sharing about being surprised by joy. My grandmother has a sign on her wall that reads, "Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God." French philosopher and scientist Pierre Teilhard de Chardin said these words. He lived from 1881 to 1955, which means he endured two world wars, the Great Depression, and the Spanish flu epidemic. When I read that sign, I always thought, whoever said that must have had an easy life. I pictured joy like a party with glasses clinking and people laughing. But the events of the last few years in humanity's history have given me a deeper understanding. Pierre is not talking about the joy of perfection, but the joy that comes into our hard places and broken hearts. Back in 2020, when we were all still in lockdown, it snowed where I live. Fat, fluffy flakes that fell for hours. This hadn't happened in years, and it felt magical. When my husband and I ventured out, we discovered families in the neighborhood had gathered to go sledding down a big hill. There was social distancing and all the necessary things, but for a moment, life felt normal. More than normal, it felt magical. We all forgot for a few moments about news headlines, politics, and the pandemic. We were children again, remembering what came before 2020 and looking with anticipation toward what might come after. We were, as C.S. Lewis said, surprised by joy. I struggle with anxiety and depression, so joy isn't always something I feel. It's something I choose to believe is real. And I don't know if joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God. Some of the times I've felt God nearest have actually been in moments of despair. But I do think joy is one sign. I'm learning joy isn't something we're supposed to force or fake. Instead, it's something that finds us, often in the most unexpected places. I've known joy in hospital rooms just as surely as on hills during a snowy day. Wherever it comes to us, joy can be the whisper of God saying, "Hold on, I'm still here." You can find more like this on my site, hollygirth.com. Stop by today for a free excerpt of my latest devotional, What Your Mind Needs for Anxious Moments. I also recently released a new course called Heal After Your Hurt. Susie, Jennifer, and I will be back with another episode of More Than Small Talk soon. We hope you'll share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.